relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Little breaking news from my buddy, former member of my team when I was the national security editor for Breitbart.com, Jordan Schachtel. You really should follow him. His Twitter account is rather good, Jordan Schachtel. There is a big Bitcoin conference today in Miami. And guess who took the stage? None other than Rasputin himself, Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter. And he was booed and called a giant hypocrite for being a censor. Oh, I want to see that clip. I'm going to post that clip when I get it. The truth is coming out, and America has had enough with the hypocrites and the real bigots. The greatest thing I have seen in a long, long time is a video of a little girl called Royalty with her dad, Corey. Let's just play a little clip and then have a little surprise guest for you. Play cut!
Daddy teaches you can be anything in this world that you want to be, right? Don't Daddy teach you that?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you're black or white or any color.
Doesn't matter if you're black, white, brown, yellow, right?
Black.
And how we treat people is based on who they are and not what color they are.
And if they're nice and smart.
See, this is how children think right here. Critical race theory wants to end that. Not with my children. It's not going to happen. My baby's going to know that no matter what she wants to be in life, all she has to do is work hard, and she can become that.
Work hard even though you don't know anyone. You can make friends.
Yeah, you can make friends, no matter what color they are. So we need to stop CRT, period, point blank. Children do not see skin color, man. They love everybody. If they're good people, they love them.
We pray for people that are hurt.
I just want to ask that man, can we get in touch with him? Yes, he's here! Corey Yeshua, are you on the line?
I'm here. How you doing?
I am doing very, very well. So excited to have you with us. I know you said Royalty's in the next room playing with her sister. Let's not disturb. I want to talk about her first. When she joined your family, when you had her, I need to know, did she arrive with wings on her back? Was she a little angel? That is an amazing child, Corey.
Thank you so much, man. Yeah, when she came, you know, she was like a light into our lives for sure. A blessing. You know, she's so smart and so beautiful. And I just try to instill the values in her that, you know, have been instilled into me.
Okay, so that's one thing, and that's what every parent wants to do. They want to try and make sure that their children have a better life than they do, prepare them with the values they inherited. But they don't always make videos with their children that go epically viral, that are about a very, very burning issue in the current affairs universe, especially this one, critical race theory. So talk us through this. What made you? How did you arrive at that decision that I'm going to sit down with my incredibly intelligent, beautiful little daughter, and we're going to make a video? Why did you do that, Corey? What made you feel now is the time?
Yeah, well, I was discussing political issues beforehand. You know, I speak on the mainstream media, I speak on BLM and things like that. And actually, an incident took place at my daughter's school where they showed her a video on segregation, and there was a white-only water fountain, and my daughter came to me, and she said, Dad, why weren't white kids able to play with black kids? And this was something that, you know, beforehand, I hadn't really spoke to my daughter about. I mean, she's only six. You know, we don't judge people based on those things anyway, so I didn't really, you know, feel the need to go into those type of things just yet, but... Yeah, so that happened, and then I start seeing what was going on with critical race theory and the curriculum in schools. Different parents were sending me things. I was seeing what was going on in the media. And, yeah, I just decided, you know, now's the time to speak on it with my daughter.
And what did she think at age six when her father said, let's make a video together with you in it? How did she respond?
She just said, okay. She knows Daddy does videos, you know. She wasn't shy about it or anything. She was ready.
You mentioned Black Lives Matter. Talk to us as a Black American what Black Lives Matter represents to you, Corey.
Black Lives Matter to me is Marxism. It is socialism. It means the destruction of America. It means the destruction of the nuclear family. Yeah, that's what it means to me.
And what does Black America really need? If you look at the poverty, the dependence upon the state, you look at the 6,000 Black Americans murdered each year by their fellow Black brothers, where is the real solution? Where do we start to fix it? CRT, critical race theory, is going to make it worse. So where do we begin to actually make it better, Corey?
Well, I would say for sure it starts in the home. Number one, it starts in the home. It starts with mommy and daddy being together and raising the child together. That's number one. And I would say we got to stop just voting for one party. Like, that has done nothing for us.
Okay, stop here for a second. This is something I really need explained to me. Yes, I'm white. Yes, I'm an immigrant to America. Maybe I'll never understand it. But I need, maybe you can tell me. So we know the historic roots of the Democrats. They were the racists. They were the plantation owners. We know the Ku Klux Klan was created as an armed wing of the Democrat Party. We know the first Republican president was Abraham Lincoln, the great emancipator. We know the NRA was founded in part to help freed slaves protect themselves through the Constitution, the Second Amendment. So, Corey, Yeshua, help me out here as a fellow American. Why do the Democrats still think they can get the black vote every single time? And then 93% of the black population vote for the Democrats after decades of betrayal. What is that magic hypnotism?
That you just said it, hypnotism. I believe that the mainstream media has done a really good job. I believe that the Democrat Party has done a really good job at projecting their racism onto the Republican Party. I totally believe that. They have done an amazing job at it, right? And when I first woke up to all this stuff and I started doing my research and looking into the history, the KKK, you know, in the 1800s and, you know, Jim Crow and all these different, and the civil rights bills that Democrats tried to stop every single one. When I started to wake up to these things, you know, I went to some people in my family, some of my friends. You know, of course, a lot of my family members vote Democrat. They're for the Democrats. So, yeah, I just think it's propaganda. I think it's propaganda. Our minds have been warped. You got the black church that's been sold to this Democrat party forever. You know, so that's why I do what I do, man. I'm trying to wake people up.
How can people find out more about you? I love this this hoodie you're wearing. It big white letters. It says American Conservative. I need me one of those. How can people support you, find out more about you?
Well, you can go to my Instagram, at Corey Yeshua, K-O-R-Y, Yeshua. That's on Facebook. I'm not really on Twitter like that, but yeah, so mainly Facebook and Instagram. Also, I have the TikTok or the video that I did with. And, yeah, you can go. I have a link in the bio.
All right, I'm going to get me one of those sweatshirts because it's just too cool. Last question for Corey Yeshua. Check him out on Instagram, on Facebook, at Corey Yeshua. That's K-O-R-Y-Y-E-S-H-U-A. Corey, what do you think of President Trump?
I love Trump, man. Honestly, I love Trump. I think that, and he wanted to come back and do even more for people. You know, he wanted to come back and do it for more people. He offered the black community a deal that was amazing, you know, and yeah, I love Trump.
All right. Next time, I want to make sure it's at a good time during the day. Don't want to mess with her school. Don't want to mess with her nap time. But we might just have to get royalty on with us. If we can get royalty on this show, I'll be impressed. Do you think you can do that for us, Corey?
Yeah, absolutely. We can get her on next time, for sure, for sure. We'll have her on.
And I see an amazing future, not just for her dad, but for that young woman. You have done well, my friend. You have done very, very well. God bless you. Keep fighting. Check out Corey Yeshua. Support him. Get some of his gear. And just, no, actually, get some of his gear, support him, and be more like him. Be like him. Be like royalty. Speak the truth because you love America and you love your fellow man, and you are not going to allow the Democrats to divide us with their Marxism and their bigotry. If royalty can do it, my gosh, what excuse do you have? You don't have one. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios, just outside the stinking, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works, pain relief that is real. Just listen to one of the tens of thousands of Americans across the country who are getting their lives back every single day, just like me. This is Kent from Arkansas. I have been taking Relief Factor for about 3 months, and I'm amazed at how much my pain has decreased. In rainy weather, I would be in ridiculous pain and just wanting to crawl in bed and cry. At this writing, it has been raining all day, and I feel just fine. Before Relief Factor, I never had a day when something didn't hurt. Now, most days, I have a great quality of life. Thanks, Relief Factor. Check out the incredible video testimonials for yourself at ReliefFactor.com and then order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your home in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Gary, and thousands of your fellow Americans. $19.95 is the cost to you. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for a dollar a day today? I tell you what, potential liberation from your pain. What have you got to lose? Except the pain. You know it makes sense. Do it today. Don't wait any longer. Call them now. 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. You know it makes sense. You won't regret it. Do it today. ReliefFactor.com.
When you heard Dr. Fauci this morning, Laura, those are the exact same words, the exact same excuses, the exact same theories that the Chinese Communist Party has been presenting for over a year now. We can all draw our own conclusions. I know this. We had a group inside the State Department, Miles Yu, a handful of others working diligently to get this information out to the American people so the world could see what the Chinese Communist Party had done to all of us.
Wow, Mike Pompeo telling the world that little Fauci, the fascist, was using the same talking points as the CCP, the Communist Party of China. Why is that, Anthony? Why did you write to your colleagues that You don't have time to read the emails. You don't have time to read the articles talking about the non-evolutionary adaptation of the coronavirus. You're just too busy. I guess counting the $413,000 that you get paid by us just keeps you too busy, Anthony. I think he's in trouble. How much? I don't know. Joe Biden wants to tell you about COVID, but he's a bit confused. Cut five.
To sum it up, look, COVID cases are down. COVID deaths are up.
I was never really good at math. Can you do that one more time? I'm just going to really pay attention this time. We didn't doctor this. Play cut.
To sum it up, look, COVID cases are down. COVID deaths are up.
I'm not even going to comment. It's just Biden. If you want, however, a full exploration of the deep, deep corruption that is the Biden crime cartel, his whole family, you've got to tune in this Sunday to my exclusive hour-long show on Newsmax, the Gorka Reality Check, starting 7 p.m. Eastern with a repeat at 10. We're going to go deep dive on everything you need to know about the corruption and also the vulnerability of this man now that he bears the title of President of the United States. Sunday, 7 p.m., 10 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. If you're with one of those commie cable carriers that doesn't have Newsmax, it's okay. Chris Ruddy, the CEO, is a genius. He's put Newsmax on the App Store for free. Download the app. You can watch it on your phone. You can watch it on your computer. You can watch it on your tablet for free. But you've got to be there at 7 Sunday. Will you? Okay, good. All right. Something else you can file away for the weekend. Well, it's another movie. For many Americans, Father's Day is a day to celebrate, as it should be. For many others, it's a day to just get through. Because for them, Father's Day hurts because they don't have a father. The facts are daunting. Fatherlessness drives bad outcomes across America, from teen pregnancies to incarceration. An unbelievable 85% of youths in prison come from fatherless homes. That is 20 times the national average. But there is a path forward from all of the current grim statistics. I urge you to watch, to order the DVD, to watch streaming a powerful new movie called The Streets Were My Father. This film shows the journey of three inner-city Chicago men from fatherlessness to gangs and from life in prison to prison ministry programs that set them on the road to redemption and lives as productive members of society. To see this powerful and inspirational film, you can stream it, you can order the DVDs. Just go to salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. The movie is The Streets Were My Father. Buy more than one copy. Send copies to those who don't have a father or are in a bad relationship with their father or who just don't believe the power of God to change their lives. SalemNow.com, the movie, The Streets Were My Father. Okay, I promised you we've got to get, if you have time, I've posted the full 11-minute video on my social media feeds, but here's one more clip from this amazing mother. It's fresh, we haven't shown it on here today, who has just said enough is enough. From Carmel, Tatiana Ibrahim Khatri.
I have a problem when teachers are passing out flyers, recruiting children to go to the courthouse, to protest Black Lives Matters, when you have people sitting with signs that says all cops are bastards. Really? All cops are bastards? No, I think you people are, because the way you're acting and the way you're treating our children and our police officers and making them believe that it's okay to abuse them, I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here and let you do that. I will become your worst nightmare, because I'm going to stand here and keep fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting. Thank you. And if not, I can actually go out, get signatures, What happens if we stop paying school taxes? You're going to arrest all the community? The majority of the community? No, I don't think so. This won't be the last of me. I want everyone to know what's going on because you're hiding it. You're hiding it. You know who does that? Communists do that.
Oh, gosh, that is so good. When was the last time you heard somebody who's not a pundit, not a radio host, not a TV personality, but somebody who's just a taxpayer say, oh, yeah? Are you going to arrest all of us? Something's... There's a frisson. There's something bubbling across this nation. Am I wrong, Shad? How regular is it that we're having these videos now? It's every week a few of them, right?
Yeah, I know. Every week a few of them. I think it's because people are just... I mean, when you lock somebody in their home...
Oh, you think
for a year and a half... people are just sick of everything, you know? And you're not going to take BS when it's been nothing but BS for a year and a half.
And don't you think it's fascinating that the board members... Apart from doing the guillotine neck motion to try and cut her mic, they just say nothing.
Well, they're all fops.
Did you say Faucis?
Yeah. They're all Faucis. They're people who got their positions because nobody else ran for them. You know, they might have some sort of educational degree, maybe not some community organizing degree. They've been told by all these companies that, you know, excuse me, not companies, all of these organizations that found them and got them to run in the first place that this was going to be a blue milk run.
Yeah.
They're not going to have any issues at all. And then they are, you know, and somebody's actually putting up some resistance against them and they fold like a pancake.
Eric, are you excited by this stuff?
I think it's great because I like to think back to the prime example being Lauren Boebert, who literally went viral just telling Beto, hell no, you're not taking our guns. And then she goes on to get elected to Congress, beating an incumbent Republican in the primary, by the way. And we all have President Trump, of course, to thank for this, for really setting the standard.
Oh, Eric had to bring in the boss. Nicely done. Jeff, is this exciting? Is this significant? Am I reading too much into these videos?
No, because I think now people are going to start copying off of it, too, which is in a good way.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's how you get a change.
If she can do it, I can do it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, guys. If little royalty Yeshua can speak the truth about critical race theory, that mom can say, no, you're a bunch of communists. What are you going to do, arrest us all? Ah, feel so excited. The next, a new guest, never had him before, former physician to President Trump, chief medical advisor, not that little gnome, Fauci. Ronnie Jackson, Rear Admiral. Stay with us.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory-compensated subcompact 9mm. Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest capacity micro compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, the class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine, 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you kindly, Mr. President. We are back with the Salem Radio Network and America First, supported by you, our listeners. You make it possible. We don't get taxpayer handouts like NPR or PBS. This is a free market enterprise. Support those who support us, especially Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. 51 million sold. President Trump loves them. So does my whole team. Check them out right now. Use my name and Mike's going to give you up to 66% off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. And we are delighted
to have the last guest on the show today, an individual who bore the multiple titles. Not only was he a rear admiral, not only was he chief medical advisor to the 45th president of the United States, he was also President Trump's physician. It must be great to have a personal physician. He is, of course, Rear Admiral retired Ronnie Jackson, now proudly serving the people of Texas's 13th Congressional District. Admiral Jackson, welcome to America First.
Thank you, Sebastian. I appreciate you having me.
Can I play a little thought game with you, please, Congressman?
Yeah, let's do it.
If you were in the middle of a global pandemic that was taking lives from China to Italy to the United States, and one of your advisors, one of your employees, sent you an article that discussed the propensity for this outbreak not to be natural, but to be somehow artificial, would you potentially have replied on your government email, "I'm too busy, that article is too long"?
No, actually, I probably would have picked the phone up and I would have called somebody at the White House on the national security staff or somebody right away and made them aware of this immediately. I mean, this is obviously a huge deal, for our country, national security in many other ways. So, yeah, I agree with you. It's unbelievable how that all played out. And it just proves, like I've been saying all along, and I've said this almost from the very beginning, that Anthony Fauci is not an objective scientist. He's an unpaid politician. And he thrives on the attention that he gets, and he thrives on being part of the social fabric of D.C., which is insanely liberal, and just being part of that group. And he did not serve as well.
Yeah, he may be unpaid in terms of getting a paycheck for being a politician, but just to remind our millions of listeners, he is the highest paid bureaucrat at the federal level in the United States, taking home $413,000 of your dollars every single year. We'll talk about the handling of the crisis, what's happening in the last 120 days, what you're doing since you've taken off your uniform and are now serving the nation on Capitol Hill. But please share, because I work for the president. They get tired hearing it from me. Please tell our listeners and our viewers what it was like to be the chief medical advisor to the 45th president of the United States. Give us some inside baseball about how hardworking he was and what your working relationship was like.
Well, it was a real privilege to be a part of that team, as you know. And I was honored to serve the president. I happen to be politically and just aligned with him across the board. He thinks the way I think. He thinks like a normal American, not like a politician. And it was fun to work for him. He's great to be around. He's got a great attitude. He's got tons of energy, as you said. He's hard to keep up with, even at his age. I'm, quite a bit younger than he is, and I honestly had a hard time keeping up with him sometimes, especially on overseas trip. He really is like the Energizer Bunny. He's got lots of energy. But, yeah, he was a real pleasure to work for.
And when he asked your opinion, would he just ignore you?
No, not at all. Of course not. He didn't ask your opinion unless he wanted your opinion, and he would sit and he would listen. He would listen to your opinion, and it would start a conversation. He would talk back and forth, and he was genuine in that sense. And I really did enjoy working for him.
We're talking to Ronnie Jackson, former Rear Admiral, former physician to the 45th President of the United States, Chief Medical Advisor to President Trump. Now he's made the conversion. He's taken off his uniform and he is serving as a true citizen politician in Congress, representing the 13th Congressional District for Texas. Follow him right now at Rep. Ronnie Jackson. That's Rep. Ronnie Jackson on Twitter. And he will be back with us momentarily here on America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Salem Now and The Streets Were My Father.
Have you helped out the children we are supporting with the Angel Tree campaign? These are millions of children across the nation who've lost a mother or father to the prison system, and we get them to a safe summer camp every summer, a Christ-centric summer camp. Get them out of those dangerous environments and give them a place where they can make friends and just break the cycle. 70% of these children will end up in prison themselves unless we help them. Make a donation today. You've already helped hundreds of children. If you haven't yet, please make a donation in any amount. But if it's $200, that's a whole week for one of these girls and boys. Go to our webpage, sebgorka.com, that's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and click on the Angel Tree banner at the very top, or call them directly to make your donation on 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794, or just go to sebgorka.com, promo code, tab Angel Tree at the top of the webpage. God bless you all. We are back with the former physician to the president and chief medical advisor to President Trump, Rear Admiral retired Ronnie Jackson. Now, Congressman Jackson from Texas, you were telling me, I had no idea, in the break you were telling me all the things you had to do as the president's chief physician, all the people you had to support, whether it's the Marine One crew for the helicopters, whether it's the Secret Service. Luckily, the only interaction I ever had with the White House medical staff is to have that stinking swab put up my nose for the COVID test. That was it. So that was my only interaction. But you were telling me something extra cool about working for President Trump.
Yeah, I worked there for a while, and I did run the White House medical unit, but my best part of working at the White House was working for President Trump. And you were asking me earlier what my relationship with him was like. I mean, it was great. I think I got really close to the president really early on, in part because a lot of people don't realize, but my office is directly below his bedroom in the White House. And so, you know, he gets up in the morning hours before anybody else comes and shows up for work at the White House. He's upstairs, you know, watching TV, tweeting, talking on the phone, getting all this information coming in. By the time he drops down that elevator in the morning, he's looking for somebody to talk to. And I'd be the first person he'd see in the morning and the last person he'd see every evening. And he'd walk up and he'd be like, "Doc, did you see this? Did you see that?" And it wasn't medically related. It was just whatever was going on in the world. And I'd say, "Yes, sir, I saw it." And we'd talk about it. And he goes, "Walk with me." And so I got in the habit of walking him to work. And I'd walk him to work toward the end about 3 out of 5 mornings. I'd walk him down the West Colonnade, the Oval Colonnade, right into the back of the Oval Office. And, you know, we'd finish up our conversation. And Chief of Staff, the National Security Advisor, whoever would be in the outer oval waiting to come in, I'd finish up. I'd walk out. They'd walk in as day would start. So we developed a really good relationship really early on, and he developed a lot of trust and confidence in me, and I developed just unbelievable respect for him.
You earned your pay, Rear Admiral. If you were up with Donald Trump, the president, and walked him to his bedroom, my oh my, because people didn't believe me when I told him. You know when Donald Trump's Twitter account is when he had a Twitter account, when he's tweeting at 4 a.m., that's him. That's not an assistant. Oh, yeah. That's him. Maybe 3 hours of sleep a night. I'm 23 years younger than him. It was hard for me to keep up with President Trump. So God bless you. I got to ask this question because I'm a political scientist. My PhD is in political science. I'm not a real doctor. I don't have a medical degree. I'm not an MD. But I talk to MDs, and I talk to people who've had people in their family suffer from Alzheimer's and early onset. And I look at the current incumbent in the White House, and there has to be some cognitive problem with this individual, whether it's the physicality of how he walks, whether he can't put a pen back in his pocket, the constant mistakes. This isn't a stammer, is it? It seems to be indicative of something more serious, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and with Joe Biden in particular, we're not guessing. We can go back and look at 40 years of tape, you know, and how he's carried himself and his cognitive ability. And he's always made gaffes, but these are different. These are issues where he seems very confused. He doesn't know where he's at. He doesn't know where he's going. He sometimes, you know, during the campaign, he knew what office he was running for at times, you know, or what city he was in. It was crazy. But, you know, I think that, you know, he's got other issues too. You know, you can see the way he shuffles when he walks, the way when he stands and no one's talking to him, he just kind of stares off blankly into space. Those are all like physical things that go along with cognitive decline. And I've always said, I'm not making a diagnosis on the guy. I don't treat him. I'm not his doctor. I wasn't his doctor. I haven't examined him. But it doesn't take a doctor to look at him and compare him to normal and say, this is not normal. Something's going on here. So I think that we need an assessment on him. His physician needs to step up to the plate. He needs to do a physical exam and give us a cognitive test. You know, they insisted that I do that when President Trump was in office.
I remember.
I did it. As far as I'm concerned, we set the standard. You know, the bar has been set. The precedent has been set. So they need to get out there. He needs some extensive cognitive testing. We need the results of that. We need some kind of confidence that he can function as our commander in chief and our head of state. Because right now, I don't have that level of confidence. Most American people don't have that level of confidence. And even more importantly, our adversaries and other heads of state do not have any confidence that he knows what he's doing. And that is bad for this country.
He is the man in control of our nuclear weapons, the most powerful man in the world. It is disturbing. Donald Trump was asked to take the cognitive test. He took it. He aced it. What are they afraid of right now?
We're talking to Texas Congressman from the 13th District, Admiral Dr. Ronnie Jackson. Follow him at Rep. Ronnie Jackson right now. Okay, let's go beyond your duties in the White House, what you think is the physical and mental health issues with the current incumbent. Let's look at the last 130 days. You're now a politician, a newly minted one. Give us your response to what we have witnessed in America in the last 3 months.
We've witnessed what I would consider to be probably 20 years of degradation in that short period of time. It's an absolute disaster. I can't imagine that there's any way that Biden and the Democrats could have gone any further towards the left. They've gone off the rails completely. It's not even Democrat policies. It's not even socialist policies now. It's communist Marxist policies that they're pushing out right now. And they are literally destroying this country. They are tearing this country down in hopes to rebuild it from the bottom up in their Marxist image. It's unbelievable. I turn the TV on every day and I cannot believe the stuff that they're putting out there. And I cannot believe that the American people are letting them get away with it. I mean, people should be jumping up and down right now in protest to some of the stuff that's going on. It's in no one's best interest. But, you know, we'll see. I don't know. I always say sometimes things have to get much worse before they get better. But, you know, I hope that we can just stop him from destroying the country completely in the next few months until we get the House back in the midterms of 2022 and then get President Trump back in as our president.
I totally agree. It's looking more and more like that every day. And if Biden and Harris continue on this trajectory, it will be a cakewalk as long as we fix the election fraud that the Democrats are trying to bake into the system. God bless you, Admiral Ronnie Jackson. Thank you for your years of service in the medical corps, in the White House, and now on Capitol Hill, a true America First patriot. Follow him at Rep. Ronnie Jackson. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Salem Radio Network coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Don't take my word for it. See the incredible video testimonials from Americans across the nation who are getting their lives back at ReliefFactor.com. People like Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I am already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Powerful words. Find out for yourself. There's only one way. Order Relief Factor at ReliefFactor.com or call them on 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call them now. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Hey, Shad.
Yes, sir.
How long? I mean, I know Jeff has been doing radio since the Stone Age. Eric is a newbie. I'm the ultimate newbie. You've been doing radio since what? Since you were in diapers? How long has it been?
Yeah, since I was in middle school. Middle school. Well, right. Over a decade now.
So I need to ask you, what is the industry feeling? What is the sense? Do people prefer it when the host and the team meticulously plans out every minute of the show? Or do people like a more organic, more spontaneous radio experience?
Well, the beautiful thing about radio is that because it's audio only, you don't have to plan everything out. You know, it allows you that freedom. Ah. And since people are doing one thing while they're listening, you know, I'm sure most people are hearing this right now. They're driving, they're doing the dishes.
Hang on. Are you telling me that our 3 million listeners aren't just staring at the radio, listening to me for 3 hours?
Like those old photos of people in the
50s. Yeah, the family. You know, the whole family
staring at the radio. No, they're not. But that means that you can be a part of their everyday life in a way you can't be with TV.
Like a friend. It's a different kind of thing.
It's not like a friend.
It is.
It is a friendship.
I love that. And for those people, because there are some who plan out the minutiae of the show, that kind of kills it. Don't you agree?
It's obvious when you hear it.
It is.
It's very obvious.
Because now I will talk about this, because I plan to talk about this. We don't do that here. We're professionals, kinda. But we're having fun.
with you guys because you are the most important part of the show. We love it. The feedback, not just the calls, not just the great stuff that you sent us, that beautiful wooden carving we received yesterday, and just the interaction with you guys. Because when you call up, it is clear. One thing is apparent. You really care. You care about the issues we're talking about. And more important than that, you care about the truth. That the truth is what must drive us. And that you care for this nation. And that's why this isn't a job. This is a relationship. This, Shad is right. This is a friendship. And that's how I look at this as a relationship through the microphone. It's different. Now that I got a TV show, don't forget to watch it on Sunday, 7 p.m., Newsmax, Eastern. TV's totally different. I'm totally different. And Shad's right, because it's visual, you got to have the cuts, you got to have the chyrons, the lower third, the images, the bites and whatever. It's got to be, by dint of that, a little bit artificial, to say the least. You can have fun, but it's different. This is organic. This is real life. And we're here for one purpose. It's the purpose that my old boss still believes in. God bless you all.
We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come.